Gun rights advocates are making their voices heard across the country. They're arguing for what they call the Firearms Freedom Act. It says that firearms made, bought, and retained within a particular state are not subject to federal regulation. The legislation has been introduced in nearly 30 states and passed in 7. Wyoming Public Radio's Molly Messick has the story.
Mark Spungen and his wife, Beverly, are standing in their home in eastern Wyoming in what used to be their daughter's bedroom. Now it's the reloading room, where they keep shelves of ammunition. There are several guns here, leaning in corners and resting near the foot of the bed. Mark picks up one of them.
This is the M1A. They're beautiful rifles.
It's a semi-automatic, the civilian version of the M14.
When I went to basic training and I got my hands on one for the first time, I fell in love with it. And that was 40-some years ago, and I'm in love with these.
Spungen heads the Wyoming State Shooting Association, and he worked to get the Firearms Freedom Act passed in Wyoming. He's a firm believer in the Second Amendment, and he's written a novel that he describes as possible prophecy. In it, an oppressive leftist government ratifies a national gun ban, and some in Wyoming resist. Spungen says the Firearms Freedom Act is putting the federal government on notice.
It's like this. When I go on a hike, sometimes I'll hear a buzzing noise, and I'm not going to stick my hand in with the buzzing noises. I'm just going to go somewhere else. And this is the buzzing noise that we're sending to Washington. You know, keep your hand out of here.
But gun control advocates say hands off doesn't work. Paul Helmke is the president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
This is an issue of common sense on how do we as a country make it harder for dangerous people to get guns.
To be clear, the states that have passed the Firearms Freedom Act are not proposing to completely deregulate state-made guns. Most states prohibit gun ownership for convicted felons and people with severe mental illness, and the states are not allowing state-made fully automatic weapons. But while federal regulations require background checks, some states do not. The basic point is that under the Firearms Freedom Act, states are claiming the right to set the rules for themselves, now and in the future. Paul Helmke says that could be damaging.
If different states have different rules on these sorts of things, it's going to help contribute to the whole system falling apart.
For people who keep tabs on political movements in rural places, the popularity of the Firearms Freedom Act is no big surprise. It's tied to larger trends of anger toward federal control. Catherine McNichol Stock is a historian who focuses on the American West.
People are insistent that the federal government is not to be trusted.
She points to a cultural rift between coastal states and the West and South. She says the Firearms Freedom Act is a way of staking claim to a particular vision of America, one in which the federal government is kept at arm's length.
The future of the United States, as they've come to know and love it, is at risk.
The Firearms Freedom Act can be traced back to one man, Gary Marbit. He heads the Montana Shooting Sports Association, and he wrote the original Firearms Freedom Act in 2004. Like the Spungens in Wyoming, Marbit takes comfort in the idea that an armed public can resist a tyrannous government.
People have said to me, what do you think you can do with your deer rifle against the United States Army? In 2009, there were over 14 million background checks on firearm sales in America. That means there are 14 million people buying firearms. That's enough firearms to equip the militaries of the 21 largest nations on earth.
Marbit says he didn't expect the Firearms Freedom Act to take off the way it has. He didn't expect the dozens of emails and phone calls that he gets each day. He says his aim was simple, to strengthen states' rights. Marbit says guns are just the vehicle.
People have asked me, you know, why did you do this about guns? My answer is, hey, we're gun folks. We do gun bills.
Legal experts don't give the Firearms Freedom Act much chance in the courts. But Marbit and a coalition of gun rights groups are pushing ahead. They filed a suit against the U.S. Attorney General last fall. It's a test case to see whether the Montana Firearms Freedom Act stands up to federal law. Marbit says he hopes they're headed for the Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Molly Messick.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.